Live from the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, you might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ray Eye Radio is brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the bunker. This is Ray I Radio, and this is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. From the bunker, we're in the Midwest. No, we're not. We're not in the Midwest, are we? We're in the Mossberg Indian Creek Shooting System Studios. I regress. I'm tired. I'm here with the Peanut, the Vogler Vogler, and Matty G. Here we are on this. This is a St. Patty Day weekend, isn't it?
It's a grand dish.
Yeah, I seen some Easter lilies coming up. Heard the spring peepers. It's time. Hey, I want to, before I get into the show and start telling you what's on the show and turn the Vogler Vogler loose, I want to wish the best of luck to my two brothers, Mark Strand and John Sabati, going up the mountain this morning on the Big Island of Hawaii, Mark's first Hawaiian turkey hunt. Wait till daylight comes, won't he be surprised? He has no idea what he's in for. And I wish them the best of luck. Of course, I want to wish my bride, my queen, get well soon over there at the hospital, and I'll see you after the show. We got a great show lineup. We're going to talk a little fishing. It's time to get into fishing, Vogler Vogler.
Oh, very good fishing.
Yeah. Kent Driscoll Live was with him. He's with B&M Poles Fishing.
The crappie guy?
He's the crappie man.
Whoa.
And we're going to get him on and talk about some B&M products and a little bit of crappie fishing because we're into the fishing season. But before that, you know who we're going to talk to? Can you think about it? Do you remember what I sent you?
I was supposed to read that?
Oh, I can't believe you. You answered it on Facebook. Spence Turner.
Oh,
we got
my
the
God,
trout.
Yeah.
We got the trout season. It's opened on the 1st. We got all those trout people fishing. A lot of Facebook on trout. So we're going to go back and play a tribute to Spence Turner, the godfather of trout fishing in Missouri, biologist from the state of Missouri.
One of the nicest people ever.
And boys and girls, he's the reason you enjoy trout today, and we got that interview. And then story time, I've got a new story time for you. We're going to go back because we're starting our turkey story times. Everything from here on out will be turkey. It's turkey all over the country. Just look at Facebook, right? And my story time is lessons learned at Johnson Mountain University. And we're going to go back to a 1973 turkey hunt down at the old home place down off of Johnson Mountain. So that's going to be the story time.
Excellent.
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
I know I forgot something this morning, but I'm not sure what it is. It's great to be back and see you guys, see Matty G and you, and have been out for a while. Did a few remote shows and such, but Peanut's already conked out, so she's really enthused about this morning's show, right?
Well, she feels comfortable in here. Well,
grab your cup of Thomas coffee and get in close to that fire, because now, boys and girls, you are so fortunate you get to hear the Vogler Vogler. Go.
We ready? St. Louis Lake Fishing Hotspots Program rescheduled for March 22nd at Powder Valley Nature Center, rescheduled from February. This free program reveals choice area fishing holes to celebrate the 50th anniversary of urban fishing. It continues for the 50th anniversary of St. Louis Urban Fishing Celebration with the special presentation at Powder Valley Nature Center in Kirkwood, Missouri. The program was originally to have taken place in February. It's now in March.
Into the microphone.
And closer. Support Missouri student archers at Monest.
Oh, yeah.
State tournament, March 22nd and 24th in Branson, Missouri. The Department of Conservation and Missouri Conservation Heritage Foundation invite the public to support thousands of Missouri students, archers, and have family fun at Missouri National Archery in Schools program.
So let's see. You've been doing this show about 18, 19 years, and you look like you were surprised it was time for you to give us some local news. Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay, next.
Let's see. Missouri Department of Conservation and Conservation Federation thank deer hunters and meat processors for helping to share the harvest program. Missouri deer hunters donated 259,414
pounds
of share the harvest. That means 1,037,656 quarter-pound portions of beef go to the Share the Harvest program. It goes to food banks around the state of Missouri and more than 100 participating meat processors throughout the state who grind the donated meat into ready-to-use packages. Donated deer goes to local food banks and food pantries to help the hungry. Missouri Department of Conservation, Columbia Bottom Conservation Area as a starting location for the 11th Annual Confluence Trash Bash, March 23rd.
Trash Bash?
Missouri Department of Conservation seeks volunteers to meet at Columbia Bottom to help in large-scale effort to clean up the Mississippi and Missouri River watershed. To sponsor one of the litter cleanups in the St. Louis area, the 11th Annual Confluence, the event is happening Saturday, March 23rd. Volunteers will help clean up the rivers, creeks, and lie between the Confluence Greenway. Missouri Department of Conservation invites the public to explore spring sounds at the conservation area this Saturday, March 16th, today. Spring peepers and American woodcocks are offering a fascinating evening chorus right now. Here's a word I had to look up. A cacophony.
What is that?
It's racket of peeping and peeting and twittering and twirling are coming from the woods during these early days of springtime. What a source of the unusual and exotic sounds. Would you believe a short bird with big beak and smaller frogs, smaller than an inch? And you can go today between 6:15 and 9:30 p.m. at August 8 Bush Wildlife Memorial Conservation Area. From other good news, did you see this? Tyler Schwartz.
Yeah, I was going to announce that.
Announced as Conservation Federation new executive, Jefferson City, Missouri.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Tyler. We're going to get you on the show.
Federation of Missouri President Gary Van De Velder announced the selection of Mr. Tyler Schwartz as CFM's new executive director. And True Conservation, the federal federation, looks forward to Tyler's leadership.
Well, it's good to see you still stumble through the news.
Yes, I do. Missouri Wildlife and Natural Resources for many years to come.
It's nice to know some things in life never change.
That's true.
Like death and taxes.
Yeah. And me screwing up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
I like your tie.
Thank you.
U.S. Forest
Happy
Service.
Happy Patty Day.
Shawnee National Forest. It's the time of year again. Forest Road 345. The Snake Road closes today, Friday, March 15th. That's yesterday. And all vehicles, about 60% of the amphibians and 59% of the reptiles known to occur in Illinois, are found out there. Illinois Snake Road will be closed and it will reopen back in May.
I probably hurt somebody's feelings this morning. I forgot to mention our Kevy Kev.
Kevy Kev.
Okay, go ahead, Vogelbaum.
And that's my news.
That's your news?
That's your news.
Well, you were awesome. You were on fire. Hear the people chanting outside?
Yes. I put Peanut to sleep.
She snores every time he does the news. There's something about that, huh?
That's why I go back on the podcast and listen when I can't sleep. Like, you know, that's how I get to sleep.
That was
great. There's another hint for you out there, folks.
Right.
I can put you to sleep.
Hey, we want everybody to have a great Saturday and be safe out there, especially for this Patty Day weekend. Don't over celebrate, drink too much green beer. We're going to come back on the other side with Spence Turner. What do you think about that?
I'm excited about this one.
Yeah.
One of my favorite people in the world.
All right. Well, Vogler, so you feel your worth. Go ahead and take us into commercial.
This is Ray Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors. We're going to take a short break and be right back.